Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the Best of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Rob, there was an interesting report came out last week about Micah Parsons and the Dallas Cowboys. And the guy that said it was Sean Sharif, who is on 105.3 in Dallas radio, Rob. And he is on that show that interviews Jerry Jones every week during the football season.
Okay.
So for him to say it, and I'm not saying it came directly from Jerry Jones, but for him to say something like this, obviously he's got connections within the organization.
Right, he's not just fishing.
Right, so here's what he says.
I have heard from way too many people this offseason, way too many. I'm talking about at least four different people that Micah has worn thin there. Now, I don't know how much is true and how much it actually hurts. I don't know whether this is the behavior of a typical superstar. I don't know how damaging it is, but all I do know is this. I've heard from way too many people. If Micah Parsons was out of there, there'd be a decent amount of people inside the Ford Center at the Star in Frisco smiling or breathing a sigh of relief.
I'm sorry, Rob. I mean, I believe his report, but that is lunacy to me that the Cowboys feel that way. Unless there is major stuff going on that we and others have no idea about. Because, Rob, as far as reports, and you remember when the Cowboys were winning Super Bowls and all the stuff that came out about Michael Irvin. I mean, he was in court, you know, the drugs, and it was crazy stuff going on. We remember all the Dez Bryant stuff that went on during his tenure there. Obviously, they had Terrell Owens. There have been no, like, what's Micah done? He's got his podcast, and, you know, we kind of disagree with that, but that's fine. I mean, he can do it. I just don't have a problem because he's a little bit young in his career to be doing it, but it's nothing wrong. Like, I haven't seen anything, character issues, you know, haven't seen reports about he's always late, he's not committed. You know, I haven't seen any of that. And so, Rob, to me, this is ridiculous for something like this to come out. I honestly think that this is a ploy from the Cowboys to try to get a little bit of leverage in contract negotiations with Micah, or at least let him know, hey, you know, put the little fear in him that, well, it's not guaranteed you're going to be a Cowboy and all that, because they have no other leverage. So I'm baffled by it, Rod, because he's clearly their best player. And without him, heck, Super Bowl, forget playoffs without Micah Parsons.
Yeah, I don't know what ploy it is. I don't think that they need to do that. And anyway, as you said, there's no
no hard evidence anyways. So, you know, and it's unnamed.
Rob G, I don't, is there some, have you heard anything?
No, but like, I'm just saying, I don't think the Cowboys have to go to that. He's one of their best players, and they're going to win, and they need that guy. All that talk, and why wouldn't you pay a guy to produce? Now, he's had games where he didn't show up in a playoff game or whatever. That should be a proof positive or evidence that we need better from you. The podcast is just is annoying. That's all it is.
Right, it's not.
It's not.
And if you got an issue with it, you could tell him.
You know, I mean, Jerry Jones, I guess it would be hard to tell him not to have one when the owner has a radio show. Do you see what I'm saying? Like, exactly. You can't have a podcast. Well, you can't have a radio show.
Exactly.
I mean, that's the issue. But, you know me, Chris, I'm all for people trying to expand their horizon, do different things, but don't forget that you're a player. That's why you're here. That's why you have your relevance, right? Your relevance is that you're a player. Like, there's time for all that. There really is.
Absolutely, absolutely. And that's the reason I say it could be a ploy from the Cowboys, gamesmanship, if you will. It's because, Rob, they kind of did this with Dez Bryant when his contract, it was time for him to get a new one. And Dak Prescott when it was time for him. This seems to be a little bit of their MO. And to me, if that's the case, it's just one more example of the dysfunction in that franchise.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, we're Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio, every day, 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern. But here's the thing. We never have enough time to get to everything we want to get to.
And that's why we have a brand new podcast called Overpromised. You see, we're having so much fun in our two-hour show, we never get to everything. Honestly, because this guy is overpromising things we never have time for. Yeah, you blubber lips.
Blaming me. Well, you know what? It's called Overpromise. You should be good at it because you've been overpromising women for years.
Well, it's a Covino and Rich after show, and we want you to be a part of it. We're going to be talking sports, of course, but we're also going to talk life and relationships. And if Rich and I are arguing about something or we didn't have enough time, it will continue on our after show called Overpromised.
Well, if you don't get enough Covino and Rich, make sure you check out Overpromised and also Uncensored, by the way. So maybe we'll go at it even a little harder. It's going to be the best after show podcast of all time.
There you go. Overpromising. Perfect. And remember, you could see it on YouTube, but definitely join us. Listen to Overpromised with Covino and Rich on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
John Calipari, Rob, the news broke over the weekend that he is going to, he's taking a 5-year deal now to coach at Arkansas. Remember there was talk he might get fired by Kentucky, but they decided to retain him. And now he is on his way to Arkansas. What do you make of this?
Yeah, I mean, I know it's nice to put a bow on it, and it's great. He's going to Arkansas, and he's got this 5-year deal or whatever. No, they made it clear, Chris, that they weren't happy with what has gone on at Kentucky of late. And that's why he sought to go find him another job, to spare the embarrassment. Who walks away? They owed him $33 million, Chris, which he forfeited. What would be your reason, Chris, if everything is good, right, and they made it public that they were keeping him, didn't they have a statement, right?
Yep.
That don't even make sense. To go to Arkansas, really? And to take a pay cut. It's not a small one, but he took a pay cut. Right. There's no way, Chris, this is him being proactive. They didn't have to say they didn't want you. They made you feel like you weren't wanted. Enough to where you're like, I got to get out of here. Do you know what I mean? I'm sure the hostility from the fans, they're sick of it. What would they get knocked out in the first round the last 3 years?
And in the first round.
Round, Chris.
Who were the last three?
Who'd they lose to? Yale? Was it Yale?
They lost. No, this year it was, who was it, Roger? It was, it wasn't Yale. Gosh, who was it?
I just forgot the school.
Yeah.
Not a strong.
No, it was a bad. Yeah, it was a much lower program.
Right. So Kentucky,
Oakland. That's right.
Oh, Oakland. I'm sorry. My God.
Not right. Oakland, California.
Right. Oakland County, Chris, outside of Detroit.
And last year they lost in the second round. And the year before that, they lost to 15-seeded St. Peter's.
There you go. And Kentucky now, Chris, ready, has won one NCAA tournament game and just one SEC tournament game since 2019. 5 years under Calipari. Over the last 4 years, they've been eliminated in the first round by a 14 seed, then eliminated by a second round like you talked about, and by a third seed, been eliminated in the first round by a 15 seed and missed the tournament altogether. That's what's been going on here. You can't sit here and tell me that this was your doing and you just decided to move on because you got a better deal in Arkansas. No. They didn't want you at Kentucky. This is a nice spin. It feels good. You don't think Arkansas wants it? Because to me, Musselman just left, Chris, to go to USC.
Right.
So why didn't he just go to USC? And Musselman could have stayed at Arkansas. Like, really, you're replacing Musselman and went to USC? That ain't a promotion to me.
I agree. No, it's not a promotion. But I agree with what you've said. But I also think, Rob, and we said it when, you know, we were discussing whether or not he should be fired. I exactly what I thought would happen happened. Remember I said they should fire him, but because he's got $33 million guaranteed, I don't think they will. But
they did enough, Rob, to force him, though, you know what
no,
I mean?
No, they didn't have to do nothing. He knew how toxic it was, Rob. It was toxic. It was bad last year. The fans. I mean, I'm guessing administration was bad, too, after this, you know, debacle in this year's tournament. But the fans were so bad last year, Rob, that John Calipari knew that if he went back there, it was going to be ugly. Because it was ugly last year. And I actually think he basically, you know, he wasn't wanted in Kentucky by the fans. Administration was stuck with that money. They probably didn't want him. But I think this works out, Rob, for all three parties involved. Calipari, Kentucky, and Arkansas. Calipari, because again, it was going to be incredibly ugly in Lexington next year. And then it works out for Kentucky because they didn't want him, but they were stuck with him because of the money, and now they've been able to move on and don't have to pay him anything. And then Arkansas, Rob, because Musselman is a good coach. This year they struggled, but he'd done a pretty good job there. But they're kind of, you know, they've been okay, pretty good. You know, they're in the top 20 most years. But Calipari is on a different level. For all his flaws, and we've talked about, Rob, great recruiter.
Oh, yeah.
Not a great game coach. All his flaws, he's still on a level as far as fame, as far as accomplishments, and as certainly as far as recruiting, than Musselman is. And so now, Rob, Arkansas gets a shot in the arm. Like, they're, for their program, and even him coming off these losses and all of that, Rob, for their program, this is a boost.
Oh, there's no, there's,
you know what I mean?
There's no doubt.
You're getting attention, you know. So I think it works out.
I don't disagree with that. I don't disagree. They for Arkansas, this is good for them.
Yep.
But if you think anything's going to change or he's going to go down and win a championship, I just don't see that happening. But they don't care. It's a higher profile.
If he gets them, yeah. If he, I mean, I agree. I'm not even thinking championship right now. Could it happen? Sure. It'll be interesting, Rob, to see, does he get the level and caliber of recruits that he was getting at Kentucky and that he was getting at Memphis before? Because he was connected to Worldwide West. Worldwide West now works for the Knicks. And so is that pipeline still going to be there to help Cal get some of these players? And so I don't know. He's still gotten great players at Kentucky. And will he keep that same? I think he will, Rob. Like, will he keep the same approach? I'm going out and get the one and dones, the best high school players in the country. I'm getting them all. Or will he try to, you know, get guys that'll stay 3-4 years, Rob? You know, he talked about that after their loss. I think it was kind of just lip service.
Yeah.
I think he'll go for the big time players.
Well, if you're trying to win big, you know, you normally need those players. Like, that's nice to see.
But now it's kind of changing.
Right.
I mean, you like UConn, their biggest NBA prospect is a freshman who's not their best player this year.
Yeah, but
he's the most talented.
Yeah,
Purdue has no huge NBA prospects. I mean, Edie, you know.
But you still, if you have a player like, and we know, we talk about it all the time, Carmelo Anthony or someone of that ilk that comes along with you, Chris, they can ride you to a championship. Like, they can. Because they're so much better than everybody else. But I hear you. The game has changed a lot. And what has happened is trying to get a cohesive unit together, you know, right, where the other team's been playing for 3 years and their guys are older than you, you know, like right, older. And it makes
smarter,
a difference. There's a big difference between
understand their system
18
better.
And 19 and 22. I mean, it just is.
Well, it's interesting when you say that, Rob, because I agree, but it really shows you. We were talking the other day, remember, about the one and done. And, you know, what's fair is that guys could come out of high school, right, and go, if they're good enough to play in the NBA or get drafted, then they should be able to go right to the NBA. But what's best for the game would actually be if these guys stayed a little longer in college and matured. And, Rob, the fact that guys that will get drafted in the lottery – in the first, you know, after 1 year of college, as far as college players, really aren't better, or let's put it this way, can't beat third or juniors and seniors and maybe fifth year seniors who aren't going to get anywhere near the NBA. I mean, think about that. That should tell you the level of play in the NBA to some degree. Is that you got so many of these young, talented wunderkinds, but they really don't know how to play yet. And so it's an interesting dynamic. But, yeah, we'll see how you think you do. I think you'll do well. I don't know. Like you said, I'm not even thinking championship.
Nah,
at this
I'm
point.
Not even. Not.
I
even
mean, he close. Might luck into one if he gets, you know, he gets some superstar recruits.
But I think Kentucky
he'll make them. Put him on the map.
The right thing. Like make it so that he had to get out of there. And you're right, Chris. The fans had enough.
Oh, gosh.
They were really, they just.
It was going to be ugly, Rob.
Yeah, and he was smart. He didn't want to be in that atmosphere. And you don't want to be, remember, you live in that town, Chris, right? Can't go to the store.
Oh, yeah.
Can't
right.
go
right.
to the grocery store. Can't, your wife is being badgered. You know what I mean?
Right.
Your kid's in school.
Right.
Like there becomes a thing where you got to get out of Dodge and it's
right.
too hot. And no one, it's not like when you won the championship and you're walking around town, Chris,
right.
and everybody wants to buy you a beer. Now everybody's
That's
booing
a great point
and
too.
Saying like, hey, you stink. You know what I
right.
mean?
Right, right. I mean, Cal, and it's a, and I don't know that he could have, you know, that he didn't mind it, but Even if he could handle it, Rob, what about your wife?
And your kids.
You know she can't. And I don't know if his kids are, you know, if they're still in the home or anything.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know how old he is. But.
You know, yeah. But, I mean, your wife, Rob, like, that's hard on the wife, you know? And so, and it was hard on him too, I'm sure. But it definitely would be hard on your family.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events... You'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Caitlin Clark. She is obviously the superstar of women's college basketball in this hour. She is the most talked about player in women's basketball, period. WNBA or college. And for now, at least, Rob, the WNBA players that are getting shine are the ones who are talking about her. Their comments about her are why we're talking about them. And I'm talking about Diana Taurasi and Sue Bird, Rob. So they had one of those, you know, simulcast during the championship game where they were on screen, you know, like Peyton Manning and Eli Manning do for Monday night football games, Thursday night football, whatever it is. And so... they were talking during the game about Clark, and Diana Taurasi said something that caught a little heat. Here it is.
Reality is coming.
Okay.
You know, there's levels to this thing, and that's just life. We all went through it.
Of course.
And you see it on the NBA side, and you're going to see it on this side, where you look superhuman playing against 18-year-olds, but you're going to come with some grown women that have been playing professional basketball for a long time. Not saying that it's not going to translate, because when you're great at what you do, you're just going to get better. But there is going to be a transition period where you're going to have to give yourself some grace as a rookie. You know, it might take a little bit longer for some people.
I mean, Taurasi, Rob, stepped into the NBA or WNBA and averaged 17 points her rookie year. And she's averaged 19 for a career. So she was pretty much, she was rookie of the year, finished third in the MVP voting. You know, so I'm going to be honest. And I don't watch much WNBA, so maybe I'm wrong. I think Caitlin Clark going to step into the WNBA and go berserk. I think she's going to put up big numbers in the WNBA just like she does in women's college basketball. I mean, I'm not saying she'll be that dominant, but I don't know. Maybe I'm ignorant of the WNBA, and I don't watch it very often. So, okay, that's possible. But I think she's going to get busy in the WNBA. And Rob, most, not all, but so many of the great ones in the NBA. And, you know, you can take out the high school guys, because obviously there's a learning curve there from going high school to the pros. Even so, LeBron still played well as a rookie, averaged 20. But Jordan, Bird, Magic, obviously the big guys, Kareem, Olajuwon, all those guys. Rob, they all stepped in. And here's the thing. She's not a one and done. She's coming in after 4 years of college. I think she's ready. So, you know, we'll see. But I think she's going to do her thing in college.
This is the issue I have. Shame on them, Chris.
To like, Rozzy?
Yeah, shame on them to, like, talk down to her and about what to expect in the WNBA. Because that's not the moment for that. She's still in college. Right. She shouldn't be talking about what is in store when this woman has just had a major impact on women's college basketball. They sound like Debbie Downers. They sound jealous. That's what they sound like. I have no idea why that's the topic of conversation now. She hasn't been drafted, Chris. She's not playing in the WNBA yet. I'm not saying you can't get there. But my God, really? Is that the moment to talk about, oh, wait till she gets to the WNBA. Hey, Taurasi and those
she
guys.
She had 18 in the first quarter. Well, wait till she gets to the WNBA.
That's what
that
I'm
ain't
saying,
gonna
Chris.
Be happening then.
That's
the Liberty about to shut that stuff down.
Is that the right place, Chris? Am I being wrong?
No, you're absolutely
right. It's not
right.
The right
you're
place.
You're absolutely right.
And Taurasi and them, they said, well, you guys did so well and all the stuff you did. Y'all averaged 6,000 fans 28 years later. And you got no TV ratings, all this stuff. Come on, stop it.
Well, Rob, you're getting at the heart of the matter, which is there's been a lot of hate for Caitlin Clark out there. Coming from women.
From Chris.
The men that loved her. LeBron's tweeting,
you know why they
y'all
love
just
her?
Hating. Like, they giving her love. We giving her props. I'm sorry. How can you not give her props?
The girl
is bad.
And you know why men are attracted to her? Her style of game, Chris. The logo threes, all that.
The handle.
Yes. The assist. The unbelievable.
She's a phenomenal passer.
Yes, like that stuff. And all we hear is these women who are accomplished. Nobody's taking away your trophy.
Well, they're
and all
jealous.
That. They're jealous, Chris.
They're jealous that they didn't draw this level of attention. And I guess that's competitiveness. But Rob, let's just keep it real. If we were in their shoes, we might feel the same
Chris,
jealousy. But I think we know better. I would just say the right thing.
I want to say this.
I would
to you.
Not be out there spouting my jealousy. I feel like I'm not in that situation.
We already
it's
have.
Not, it's human to feel jealousy.
But we have.
Why are they saying it? Why aren't they supporting her?
But we have a similar thing that we could point to, Chris, in our profession, in our lives. All right, we were all on First Take. Stephen A., you, me, right? We were all there.
Right.
We were. Me and you have been on the only three have been on all three shows. And I'm talking about Cold Pizza when it was First and Ten.
When it was Cold Pizza, right.
Right?
First take
and Undisputed. Me, you, and Skip are the only three have been in all. Even Stephen A. wasn't on Cold Pizza.
Right.
Okay?
Right. I'm and just he wasn't on Undisputed. Obviously Undisputed.
Right. But my point is, we don't go out and bash Stephen A. because he is at the top of the profession, do we?
We're not bashing Shannon.
That's what I'm saying.
He ain't no journalist.
Exactly.
You know, he didn't cover any sports. What's he talking? You're right.
This is what I'm saying. Why would you do that?
You're right.
We were
right.
in the same position. We could feel a little, like, why are they getting all this attention? Why is Stephen A. the guy at ESPN? And we were working there, and why didn't we get? No, I'm just saying, like, I don't understand.
No, you're right. And I don't even feel jealousy over those guys.
We're not jealous. We're happy for those guys. We know what work those guys put in. We work with Stephen A.
Yep.
We've seen him put in all the work. I'm happy that he's at the top.
Yep.
So I don't know why they can't be happy for her.
But you agree with me. It's just straight jealousy.
It's jealousy.
And it's not, I mean, obviously people are saying this. I don't know. Is she better than Diana Taurasi? Who knows? I don't know. I'm not an expert on the women's game. I covered the men's game. But it's like you said, Rob, it's her style of play.
Yes, that's what
you're
attractive.
And I've mentioned, is there a racial element? Okay, probably little. That's in most parts of American society. But Taurasi is white. Sue Bird is white. They didn't get this kind of attention. Breanna Stewart, you know what I mean?
Because they didn't play that kind of
right. So it's her style. It really is her, the way she plays, the logo threes, the handle. And I'm going to say this. Anybody that really played basketball at any significant level knows the way UConn guarded her, and props to Gino Auriemma because that was a great game plan. I mean, it wasn't a box in one, but basically they had the one player. Her whole job was just to be in Caitlin Clark's grill. And then in the second half, or UConn kind of did, I'm not UConn, South Carolina kind of did the same thing. And Rob, she had to work. That is so difficult. When you have somebody that's really not even paying attention to the rest of the what's happening, she is just focused on you and denying you the ball and staying in your face. That is so difficult. And to go through that for 40 minutes and then, and she, how many points she have against UConn? Rob G, look that, was it 40? Is that when she had? Because she had 41 against LSU, I think.
LSU, yeah.
But something crazy. But, and, I mean, that is so difficult and challenging. But, Rob, to me it seems like you talk about women not supporting the WNBA.
And Chris, you know
this is a somewhat related to that. Because they're the ones hating on her.
And it doesn't make any sense. I mean, like really. And every time I ask women, have they gone to a game, none of them have gone to a game. And let me give you this. For Taurasi,
she had 21-9-7 against UConn.
Against UConn. Caitlin drew to 18.9, right, yesterday, Chris. Taurasi's three national championship games drew 15.5 combined, those
yeah,
three.
I mean, it.
And here's the Las Vegas Aces, who had the highest attendance in the WNBA, Chris, 9,500 per game. The average in the league is 6,000. And they already moved their first game against Caitlin Clark to the T-Mobile Arena, not where they usually play. You know why?
Oh, yeah.
So that they could sell 20,000 tickets. So they,
no, it's gonna be.
I mean,
yeah.
Why are they bashing her?
They should be excited because that could mean more money for all of them.
For all the women, finally.
Yep.
I just,
and more attention. And you see it,
Rob.
It
sounds like jealousy.
It is. And it's not just them. Lynette Woodard, great all-time legend.
Why
you heard what she said.
What did she say?
She said she didn't break my – that's whose Division I NCAA scoring record Clark broke. She said she didn't break my record. I'm paraphrasing, but basically because Lynette Woodard used a men's ball and they didn't have the three-point line when she played. And that's fine. That's a fact, and we get that. But – that's like Kareem saying LeBron didn't break my record. Shoot, when I played, we didn't have a three-point line for the first half of my career. And not that he would have been shooting it, but if he came up today, he'd be shooting it.
Yep, he would.
You know, and so, but that's not what you do.
But that's not what you should.
The games evolve.
You shouldn't be saying that, Chris. Like, that's not your place.
And now she's apologizing for it.
Yeah, she should because it sounds like sour. Why would you say that? Like she can only
it is sour.
She can only play with the ball that's out there that they're playing with now.
Good that they switched the ball. Obviously, women's hands are smaller, so that was good. And I get what Woodard say. It's not like that's an interesting point, but she still broke your record.
Right.
It just. I mean, you can go look at all of the sports, Rob. And they will be the same.
Chris,
they didn't used to play 17 games a year in NFL. So when somebody breaks a record, are you going to say, well, we only played 16 or we only played 14?
You know what? We were talking about Hank Aaron. They tried to discredit when he passed Babe Ruth. You know why, Chris? When Babe Ruth played, there was only 154 games, and it was increased to 162.
Right.
So
right.
People were saying, well, his record shouldn't count because he played in 162 games, and Babe Ruth played in 154. Like that.
The career record wouldn't even matter.
Right.
But that's what they were trying
to use to discredit him.
And, Rob, you know, too, as we've interviewed women and on our show or other shows, and about, or even just watching like ESPN, watching the coverage, it's interesting because whenever, not all the time, but a lot of times when the interviewer has brought up Caitlin Clark, you see the female being interviewed, whether she's usually ex-player or something, they bring up, oh yeah, they quickly comment about her quickly. and then go to. But there's so many other great players out there. You got Juju
over and
Watkins
over,
doing
right.
this. You got, and it's like, that's where the jealousy comes out, and they're trying to say it's not just her. And we get it. There are other great players out there. But she is the one that is taking your game to a different level.
And that's what we're talking about. We're not talking about everybody. Like, why do we have to do that? Like,
right,
like
right.
this is a moment. We understand that there are other great players. When Juju's in the national championship game and the TV ratings are 18, then we'll talk about Juju. I mean, of course, like, I just don't, like, yeah, what part don't you get?
It's interesting, Rob. It's just jealousy. I don't see it coming from the men. Obviously, men aren't going to be jealous of her.
No.
But, you know, the women, I mean, like you said, it's like crabs in a barrel mentality.
It's terrible.
It's like, why y'all hating?
And,
you know,
and
I mean,
we,
seriously.
And we're
why
talking
are
about
y'all,
it
and that's why, that's another reason, just in and of itself, it was classy. But that's another reason
so
why
classy.
I give Dawn Staley
classy.
Credit. Because she's, you know, a legend in the game herself, not only coaching, but playing. I'm sure she knows a lot of these women that are have been ripping, you know, or at least subtly being critical of Clark or not giving her all the love she should get. And she's probably had conversations where people have brought that up to her. And yet, in the midst of all that, she still went out of her way to show her love.
And so, that was her moment, and she didn't have to,
right.
Chris.
She certainly didn't have to.
She didn't have to.
If she hadn't said a thing, nobody would have been like, oh, she was hating. You know, she didn't have to do that. So another reason to give props to Dawn Staley.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 Gs in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at CedarPoint.com.